Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo. Welcome to this in-studio session. I'm pleased to welcome John Russell from The Head and the Heart. It's a big day for the band. Today is album release day. The new album, Every Shade of Blue, is releasing today on Warner Records. John, welcome and congratulations.
How you doing, Bob? Thanks so much for having me in, and thank you, WNRN, for having me in again and supporting the band over the years. Yes, the record is finally out. We've been working on this record for 3 years almost. We kind of started writing. We started writing for this record before the pandemic. Some writing went into the pandemic as well, but all of the recordings began, I guess, around April or May of 2020. So that's when we kind of had to pivot and try and figure out how we were going to do this. We started working remotely at our individual apartment studios or home studios. And then fortunately, the following year in 2021, we were able to get together in person and finish the record out. But yes, thank you for having us in for the release day. Excited to finally get it out.
We're loving the single from the new record. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. Well, I gotta say, I've heard part of it.
Yeah.
Most of it. It's a long album.
It's a very long album.
You kind of took the opposite approach. A lot of people put out EPs or short albums.
Right.
You guys went the other route.
We did. You know, it's interesting. I mean, we also were sort of toying around as I'm sure a lot of us were figuring out, is this a sprint or a marathon? What's going on with the world? What's going on with our industry? You know, do we just focus on five songs and not necessarily dig in too deep emotionally? It was a really tumultuous years, I should say, for a lot of people, for everyone, really. As time went on, we just kind of kept writing and we kept recording, and we realized that we were just kind of amassing this very epic batch of songs, and we decided ultimately that it was more honest and more representative of who we are right now if we just put the whole batch of songs out.
If you're up for it, let's hear one of them now.
Sure, yeah. I'll start with a song, Virginia, Wind in the Night, which I think this is the first time I performed it in Virginia, so give it a go.
Virginia don't sound like she used to. Walking home late, smoking my lungs and whiskey burning in my veins. December won't be so forgiving. I'm haunted by a ghost of you and my past colliding. I can never go home. Wind in the night, wind in the night. Thought that I heard you laughing. Wasn't that you, my darling? Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. But I can feel a heart beating for me, baby. I know a heart's beating for me, baby. Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. But I can feel a heart beating for me, baby. I know a heart's beating for me, yeah. I've traveled all over in my life, but nothing slowed me down. This place that I used to love, well, it's just another town. Wind in the night, the wind in the night. Remember I caught you dancing alone in that first apartment. Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. But I can feel a heart beating for me, baby. I know a heart's beating for me, baby. Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. But I can feel a heart beating for me, baby. I know a heart's beating for me, yeah. I know your heart's beating for me, yeah. Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. But I can feel a heart beating for me, babe. I know her heart's beating for me, babe. Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. I can feel a heart beating for me, babe. I know her heart's beating for me, baby. Virginia don't sound like she used to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. But I can feel her heart beating for me.
That's John Russell from The Head and the Heart with a version of Virginia. You can find that on the new album, Every Shade of Blue, which is releasing today on Warner Records. John, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So that song has meaning on two different levels, mm-hmm. both physical and emotional, right?
Yeah, and yes, I think actually you said it perfectly. Physically, it's a place where, you know, we were speaking earlier actually about sort of depending on what home represents to you, and is it a place you want to get away from or come home to? And, you know, initially it was a place I wanted to get away from. Like when in 2009 is when I moved to Seattle, and I was 23. I think I turned 24 when I got there. And I was ready to get away from Virginia and did not anticipate that feeling, which, you know, when you're young, you think you know everything. And you're like, I know I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. And then, you know, ironically, one of the first songs I wrote out there was called Oh, Virginia. Totally different song. And ever since we would tour the country and I would come through Virginia and my mom was still here, just kind of kept feeling pulled back. And then a few years later, 2013, I did move back to Richmond, Virginia, and completely fell in love with the city again and the state again. And I got to see a different side of myself, my friends, the city itself saw a different version of me. Anyways, I've kind of come and gone from this state a few times. Like, I just can't stay away from this place. It's where I had the hardest moments of my life. It's where I've had the most rewarding moments of my life. There's just something very human about everyone who lives here. Now, that might sound stupid, but I personally missed that connection. And I always feel that connection here. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell kind of what I'm getting at with that song.
So you got a big summer coming up starting in May. The band is on tour for most of the summer, including a stop back in Richmond in September at the end of the summer at the Altria Theater. Yeah. There you're playing with Shaky Graves. Yeah. If people can't wait, they can see you June 9th with Jade Bird up at Wolf Trap.
That's right.
In Vienna.
Yeah.
You've got great supporting acts there, Jade Bird, Dawes, Shaky Graves. What's it going to be like being on the road again?
It's going to be a good year. We're so happy that we will be going out with the support that we're going to have this year. It's been a long time for a lot of us. I think for us, our last show altogether was either October or November of 2019. It's hard to like explain how many things have changed since then. I guess I can only speak for myself, internally as a band, but we spent so much time in this time off really working on our relationships with ourselves, with one another, started really trying to take seriously the cracks in the foundation of our friendship and our familial relationship as a band, you know, that had been going on for about 10 or 11 years, almost 12 years now. I don't know that we've never really been in such a good place as friends and as musicians. And so to take that energy back out on the road, it kind of just feels like a second chance of doing it again. I can't wait to see fans at a concert.
Let's get back to this new record, Every Shade of Blue. It releases today on Warner Records, and got another one for us.
Sure. Yeah. Yes, sir. This is Every Shade of Blue, the title track. It's the first song on the record, and the opening line really does kind of lead you into, I think at least, a feeling that was pretty familiar, let's just say mid-pandemic, you know, right in the middle of it. You've already come a long way. You feel like there's no end in sight. That kind of feeling, which fortunately feels like it's in the rear view now, is kind of what I'm getting at in this song. It's called Every Shade of Blue.
I got a sad girl at home. She wants to hang up the phone. It's been a long year, a wrong year to be left alone. Promises made, sandcastles break, wave after wave. Promises made, go ahead, change, I'll see you the same. I don't want to wait to get where we're going, scared to death to die and not really knowing you, you, every shade of blue. Underneath the sky, out in the open, every little bit, I can't get enough of you. And every shade of blue. She's made of water and wine. It's only natural she cries. You can imagine that it's magic in anytime she smiles. Promises made, sandcastles break, wave after wave. Promises made, go ahead, change, I'll see you the same. I don't wanna wait to get where we're going. Scared to death of dying, not really knowing you, you, and every shade of blue. Underneath the sky, out in the open, every little bit, I can't get enough of you. But if tonight was never ending, make a fortress in the dark, somewhere that we could stop pretending and just be happy where we are. Are we happy where we are? I don't wanna wait to get where we're going. Scared to death of dying, not really knowing you. Underneath the sky, out in the open, every little bit, I can't get enough of you, you, and every shade.
That's John Russell in studio at WNRN with a version of Every Shade of Blue. That's the title song from the new album From the Head and the Heart, which comes out today on Warner Records. The Head and the Heart will also be playing at the Altria Theater in Richmond on September 17th with Shaky Graves. Looking forward to that show. What a great song. That's a perfect song to pull out for the start of the album.
Appreciate it. Yeah. That one was fun. I mean, on this record, we kind of described earlier, that there's a vast variety. And this one to me is an example where the songwriting came as a reaction to something my producer already had. Like, you can call it production, but it was a loop of a string progression. And it immediately put me in a world. Like, you'll hear the album version, it's really rich strings. And to me, it made me think of like Sinatra, even like some Chet Baker, just really silky and buttery and like powerful, more of a crooning type singing style, which for me was so much fun. And then we kind of tried to give it a little Roy Orbison vibe in the choruses. Typically, I'll kind of come up with something, or one of us will, from our own instrument, and then we'll throw stuff at the wall and see what fits. But this one was reactionary from this beautiful string arrangement that I just immediately was like transported when I heard it. So that's one of my favorites.
John, we have this feature that I do every morning called A Decade of Difference. And we take a band and go over about a 10-year span, and we look at what they did early and what they did later.
Oh, wow.
And if a band
That's
is cool. really good, then they progress over those 10 years.
Right.
And it sounds a little different, but it sounds great. You guys are like a poster child for this feature. Uh-huh. How would you see your music as having progressed over these last now five albums?
Well,
and how does this new album fit in with that?
Sure. Well, I thank you, first of all. That's a huge compliment. I think for me, you know, I remember it was interesting, even when we first came out and everyone was like, you're a folk band, and we're like, right now our music sounds like this. I knew that then, and there was no way for me to really say it, but I was just like, this band is made up of several songwriters, which I think is very fortunate. I think for me, what draws me into wanting to continue doing this is the challenge and the exploration and the appreciation for, like, you know, it took me some time to realize the greatness of Frank Sinatra, but I'm glad that I finally did. And the subtlety and nuance of Chet Baker's tone, whether he's singing or on trumpet or his piano playing. And I just can't imagine not wanting to eventually sort of sit and like live in those person's shoes and let them influence you. And I feel very fortunate, I'm sure most of us do, and all of us do in this band, to have survived long enough or maybe thrived long enough to get to try out those changes, you know, where the sounds change, the genre can change, but the songwriting is there and the core membership of this band is there, there's a chemistry in this band that I think allows for an artist to evolve and for it to still feel like itself in the beginning, but also pushing the boundaries of where they are now. I don't know. It's hard to answer that and not sound a little pretentious, so I tried my best. But great that program that you do, because I love that concept. That's really cool.
Thank you. We got time for one more song if you have one more from the new one.
Yeah. I'm going to do another one. This is a song I have been sort of working out for years and years at this open mic that I go to. It's at a bar called Poe's Pub, like right down the street from where I live in Richmond. It's like on the outskirts of Richmond proper. So because of that, you get a lot of like people that live further out in rural areas. It's kind of like a biker bar. Just some of the like the most honest and very lovely, but no BS people you'll meet. And to have them around you when you're doing an open mic is such a gift. If you have thick enough skin, it's one of the best blessings in the world, because they will let you know when the song is not done or when it's not good. They could care less who the head and the heart is. They're just going to boo you, or they're going to clap for you. And like, what a gift for someone who you can imagine has some yes men around them from time to time. And they're like, that's great. And you're like, I don't think it's great. So anyways, this is a song that took a long time, and I think the funny thing is I finally just relaxed and realized it doesn't have to sound like every other song, and it is almost more like a poem. It just has one stanza and then a second stanza. Anyways, it's called Taking My Time, Wrong Woman. Some folks may say I'm a hermit in my ways, the way I spend my days. Well, they can't depend on me. Oh, but I gave my love away to the wrong woman again. So I'm taking my time. I wanna see all the signs. Some folks may say I'm a hermit in my ways, the way I spend my days. Well, they can't depend on me. Oh, but I gave my love away to the wrong woman again and again. That's why I'm taking my time. I'm taking my time.
That's John Russell in studio at WNRN with another song from the new album, Every Shade of Blue, coming out from the Head and the Heart today on Warner Records. They'll also be playing in Richmond on September 17th, along with Shaky Graves at the Altria Theater. Another great song from the album. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Bob, so much.
It's so great to have you here. I want you to know that you're welcome to come back anytime. Now that you're a Richmond resident, you've got something to say, come and talk to us.
Great. I mean, the ease in which I was able to pop on over, just drive my own truck over, is special. So I feel very fortunate to have this in my own backyard, if you will. And congrats on 25 years. That's really special. And my mom listens to you guys literally every single day, and she texts me every single time you guys play Win of the Night. So my mom's tracking it, and you guys are doing great.
That's awesome.
And we really appreciate you all.
Well, once again, the new album comes out today, Every Shade of Blue from the Head and the Heart. It's on Warner Records, and you can see them September 17th at the Altria Theater in Richmond along with Shaky Graves. I'm Bob Masalgo. This is an in-studio session at WNRN. Thanks for listening.